Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The sixth incarnation of the Purusha was the son of the sage Atri. He was born from the womb of Anasuya, who prayed for an incarnation. He spoke on the subject of transcendence to Alarka, Prahlada and others, Yadu, Haihaya, etc. Purport. The Lord incarnated himself as Dattatreya, the son of Rishi Atri and Anasuya. The history of the birth of Dattatreya as an incarnation of the Lord is mentioned in the Brahmanda Purana in connection with the story of the devoted wife. It is said there that Anasuya, the wife of Rishi Atri, prayed before the Lords Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva as follows. My lords, if you are pleased with me, and if you desire me to ask from you some sort of blessings, then I pray that you combine together to become my son. This was accepted by the lords, and as Dattatreya, the lord expounded the philosophy of the spirit soul, and especially instructed Alarka, Prahlada, Yadu, Haihaya, etc. Ома гьяна тимирандасья гьянанджана шалакая чакшурун милитам йена тасма шри гураве намаха шри чайтанья манобиштам стапитам йена бутале своям рупа кадама гьям тадати сва падантика вандехам шри гуру шри юта пада камала шри гуру вайшнавамшча Шри Рупам Саграджатам Сахана Рагунатам Витамтам Садживам Садвайтам Савадутам Парижанам Сахитам Кришна Читаня Дева Шри Рада Кришна Падам Сахагана Лалита Шри Вишака Витамшча Хе Кришна Каруна Синду Дина Банду Джагатпате Гопишвара Гопика Канта Рада Канта Намастуте Тапта канчана кауранке раде вриндаванешваре Вришабану сута деви пранамами хари прие Ванча калпата рубьяща крипа синду бевача Патитанам паване бьо вайшнаве бьо намо намаха Джая шри Кришна чайтанья прабу нитянанда Шри Адвайта Гададхара, Шри Васади Гаура Бхакта Вринда, Харе Кришна, Харе Кришна, Кришна Кришна, Харе Харе, Харе Рама, Харе Рама, Рама Рама, Харе Харе. Намо Вишну Падая Кришна, Пришта Бхатале, Шри Мати Бхакти Виданта, Свами Нитянамни. Намасте Сарасвати Деви, Гаура Вани Причарини, Нирвишеша Шунявади, Пашчати Адештарини. Мукам караути вачалам, гум лангайте гирим. Эт крипа там хаунде, шри гуру динатаранам. When Srila Prabhupada first arrived to Surat in Gujarat, there were crowds of people to greet him. It is even difficult to imagine for us that thousands of people greeting Srila Prabhupada on the streets when devotees went out on the first Sankirtan party. People quit their jobs, they went out from the shops everywhere just to see the devotees, to put garlands on them. People were on top of the houses and they had flower petals, so they're throwing flower petals on devotees were there and passing by on Harinam. So it was very exciting to see for devotees. They were explaining, this is like a dream for us. At this time, Surat had less than half a million people population. At the moment, it's more than four and a half million. So at this time, it was 1971. After a couple of days of festivities, when devotees were going out on Harinam, the mayor of Gujarat, he asked to close all the schools to make a festival in the town to make a public festival. And then even more people came actually to see devotees, how they were performing Harinam, to support them, to sing with them, and of course to absorb in chanting the holy name. So in Western world, in London, in other towns, we won't see this kind of reciprocation when we go out on Harinam. But still, each time, if you ever been on Saturday night Harinam, there's hundreds and hundreds of people joining. They look very happy. They look joyful and blissful. When they see devotees, very often then they join dancing together with devotees. They sing. They stop all their activities, whatever they do. Sometimes they sit in the pubs, absorbed in their conversation, but they see devotees, they go out of the pubs just to join them, do a little bit of dancing, a little bit of moving. Sometimes they do it jokingly, sometimes they do it in a really serious way because they appreciate what devotees are doing. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is explained, Prenal Payashak Sabya Kalavasmini Gejanach Mandaksumanda Matayo Mandabhagya Hubadrutach. So in this age of Kali, people are lazy, misguided, quarrelsome, always disturbed. But when devotees, they get in touch with the holy name, their life can change very quickly. In my case, my first contact with devotees and my first memory of devotees was when I saw Harinam for the first time. I was very small, maybe I was 8 years old. So before this, I heard just very little about devotees, that in former countries of Soviet Union, even till this day, there's some propaganda against devotees. So you can hear that devotees are dangerous, this is sect, and it's better to stay away from them. So in Russia and countries like in many countries in Eastern Europe, it is still there, even though it's already a long time passed since the Soviet Union broke apart. So since I was small, I heard a little bit about devotees, that something dangerous. But when the first time I heard devotees singing on the street and I observed them, I could say a small seed was planted in my heart, that actually these people, this is something where there is something very positive about them. I felt definitely that when devotees were singing on the street, they experiencing some happiness, and I didn't exactly know what it was, but it left impression in my heart. And when later on, after almost 15 years or even more, I heard second time about devotees and I heard about the philosophy, my feeling was very positive. So this is just to remind us about the potency of Harinams, and just a humble request, if you have opportunity, if you've never been on Saturday night Harinam, please try it out. It will be definitely a great experience. When Srila Prabhupada was spending his last days of his life, he was when Srila Prabhupada was passing away, he spent his last days in Vrindavan. And as we know, through his life example, he was teaching us in so many ways. So what means acharya? Acharya means the one who is teaching with his own example. And last days of his life, Srila Prabhupada was very weak. He stopped eating, he stopped drinking, and devotees were requesting him, would you kindly please take something? if you don't want to take food or drink, please at least take some medicine. They were inviting different doctors, Kavirajas, to come to see him. But Srila Prabhupada was saying, no, I want only one medicine. This is Kirtan, holy name, and this is Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srila Prabhupada was pointing out on the importance of Srimad Bhagavatam in our life. Till the last moments of his life, as we know, he was translating Srimad Bhagavatam. And he put so much endeavor into this great literature. When Srila Prabhupada was distributing back to Godhead magazines, before he translated any books, he met one librarian. And this librarian, after looking at the back to Godhead magazine, he told Srila Prabhupada, actually, why wouldn't you start translating the books? Srila Prabhupada was always thinking how to please his spiritual master. He was always thinking about orders of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada was a very obedient disciple. So, when Srila Prabhupada first time heard this from librarian, he felt this connection with his Guru Maharaj, that actually through this person my Guru Maharaj is speaking. And he started seriously considering translating books. And very shortly, Srila Prabhupada received confirmation. This time it was soldier in the Indian Army. He said, again, after reading Back to Godhead magazine, this soldier was very, very impressed. And he asked Srila Prabhupada, if you can kindly translate the books, it will be a very valuable contribution. So Srila Prabhupada at this moment decided, okay, I want to translate the books now. And Srila Prabhupada was thinking where I should start, which book should I start translating. And he stopped on Bhagavata Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam. It is explained in Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita that obviously Srila Prabhupada was thinking of translating Bhagavad Gita, but comparing to Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam is very detailed and very deep. And Srila Prabhupada thought, if I'll translate this book, it will be sufficient enough for people to become self-realized. If I will leave only this piece of literature, it will be enough. Many of Goswamis didn't left any purport on Bhagavad Gita. Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, they haven't left any purport to Bhagavad Gita. But as we know, Jiva Goswami, his biggest work was Sat Sandarbhas, Six Sandarbhas. And actually this work is establishing truths from Srimad Bhagavatam. It's a very big work, very elaborated and detailed on very detailed work, and in this Sandarbhas, Srimad Bhagavatam is broken into different topics, and gradually eternal transcendental truths from Srimad Bhagavatam are established. Sanatan Goswami, he received Srimad Bhagavatam personally from Krishna himself. So one night Sanatan Goswami got a dream. In this dream, beautiful Brahman boy knocked at his door and gave him Srimad Bhagavatam. And when Sanatan Goswami woke up, he was very upset because it was just a dream. But later on during the day, Krishna, disguised as a beautiful Brahmana boy, knocked at the door of Sanatan Goswami and presented Srimad Bhagavatam to Sanatan Goswami and said, please study this book, it will make your life perfect. So in this way, Sanatan Goswami received Srimad Bhagavatam. And Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he received personal instruction from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we know, who is non different from Krishna himself, to go to Vrindavan, to put himself under the guidance of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, and to study Srimad Bhagavatam and to chant holy name constantly. To study Srimad Bhagavatam constantly and to chant holy name constantly. In this way he will make his life perfect. So we see in these examples that Krishna himself instructed his devotee to study Srimad Bhagavatam and it would make their life perfect. I want just to quote from Garuda Purana, which Sanatana Goswami quotes in Hari Bhakti Vilasa on the glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. I won't read the Sanskrit, I just read the translation. So why I decided to quote Garuda Purana, I just looked in some quotes in Puranas that glorify Srimad Bhagavatam. And actually there are quite a few quotes in different Puranas that glorify Srimad Bhagavatam as their highest scripture and highest truth. So the translation is as follows. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the explanation of Vedanta Sutra. It is complete settlement of the Mahabharata. It is the complete commentary on the Gayatri Mantra. It strengthens the explanation of the Vedas and is the topmost Purana written by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It has 12 cantos, 100 sections, and 18,000 shlokas. So this particular verse of Garuda Purana is establishing that Srimad Bhagavatam is actually the essence of all the Vedas in all possible ways. So it is said that it is the explanation of Vedanta Sutra, and Vedanta Sutra is itself commentary on the Vedas, is essence of the Vedas. It is settlement of Mahabharata, so it is essence of all itihasas. And it is complete commentary on the Gayatri Mantra. As we know, Gayatri Mantra is the essence of all Vedas, Rig Veda, Sama Veda, Yajur Veda. So we can say Gayatri Mantra is like a mantra that contains all the meaning of all Vedas, and Srimad Bhagavatam is an explanation of the Gayatri Mantra and essence. So this is like a short introduction and a small attempt to glorify the Bhagavatam. And going to today's verse, in the verse it is described about the incarnation of Dattatreya, who was a son of Atri, Sage Atri, and his wife Anasuya. So in the beginning of the creation, Lord Brahma asked Sage Atri and his wife Anasuya to create progeny. And Atri Muni and Anasuya, they went to perform austerities. So Atri Muni was standing on one leg with folded palms for a very, very long time, for hundreds of years. And because of his great austerity, three deities appeared before him: Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and Lord Vishnu. And they asked, what boon would you like to receive? And Sage Atri said, I would like to have sons like you. Actually, Atri Muni said, I would like to have a son just like Lord himself. And all the three deities appeared before him. So Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and Lord Vishnu gave him this boon. Yes, we are very pleased with your austerity. You will have sons just like us. Some from Sage Atri and his wife Anasuya, three personalities were born. It was Dattatreya, who was the incarnation of Vishnu. It was Durvasa Muni, who was the incarnation of Lord Shiva. And it was Soma, moon god, who was the incarnation of Lord Brahma. This pastime is very, very briefly mentioned in Bhagavatam in 4th canto. Basically, this is all information about Dattatreya that we can find in Bhagavatam. And the question may arise, why such a short information? Because as we know, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, in the beginning, they were in the beginning of the creation, were first two prominent demons, and pastime of Lord Nrisimhadev killing Hiranyakashipu, and is described in the details, and pastime of Lord Varaha killing Hiranyaksha, there's also a lot of information about this in Bhagavatam. And other incarnations like Lord Rama, there are quite a few chapters in Bhagavatam. So it is explained here that I heard the explanation by Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, why the Taittiriya is mentioned so briefly, because Bhagavatam is focused mainly on Krishna, and in Bhagavatam is focused on Bhakti. So in there's no other Puranas that are focusing so much on Krishna. And this particular pastime of Dattatreya is mentioned very briefly to allow us to focus more on Krishna. Like this. This was this explanation by Chaitanya Charan Prabhu. And there's something very interesting mentioned that in 11th canto, the story of Avaduta Brahman and 24 gurus. Has anyone never heard about the story of 24 gurus? Is there someone? Yeah. 24 gurus. So, in the 11th canto, as we know, Lord Krishna instructs Uddhava before Krishna departs from this world back to Goloka Vrindavana. He instructs Uddhava on the science of self-realization. So this part of Bhagavatam is usually referred to as Uddhava Gita. And in Uddhava Gita, Krishna mentions a dialogue between Avaduta Brahmana and Maharaj Yadav. So Maharaj Yadav was a self-realized person. He was a saintly king. But once he saw this Avaduta Brahmana that was wandering around. And Maharaj Yadav realized that this person is very special, I should inquire from him. So he started to ask Avaduta Brahmana questions, where did you learn the spiritual science? And Avaduta Brahmana explained that in my life I had 24 gurus, and he started describing them. One guru is a wind, one guru is an ocean, one guru is a tree, one guru is a pigeon, one guru is a spider. And like this, Avaduta Brahman described 24 spiritual masters from whom he learned. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that actually Avaduta Brahman was Dattatreya himself. So we can see actually there is some mentioning of teachings of Dattatreya in Bhagavatam. And this is very interesting pastime. If you would like to read it in your free time, just before preparing to this class, I read only translations from Bhagavatam, this pastime. It's very interesting story and a lot of lessons to be learned from the 24 gurus. Because when we finished 10th canto of Bhagavatam, translations of Srila Prabhupada, we after 10th canto and purpose of Srila Prabhupada, we went back to the first canto, so we haven't went through 11th canto verses. So in our free time, if we have opportunity, just to go through the verses and go through the this part of Bhagavatam. And going back to this particular section of Bhagavatam, because this pastime is mentioned so briefly and there's not so much to expand on. And there are so many wonderful verses that we went through before. I just wanted to mention a couple of verses that stood up for me from the first and second chapter. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shri Shri Gauranitai ki jai. For last couple of months, we were going through Canto 1, Chapter 1 and 2. And actually, these first two chapters is like a foundation for the Bhagavatam. And if we just read them again and again, and if we study them, it can give us a lot of realizations, it can give us a lot of inspiration in our spiritual life. There are so many important verses. For example, the verse Narayanam Namaskritam Naram Cheva Narottamam, the verse that very often is being recited before reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, before studying the Bhagavatam. So before reading the Bhagavatam, we offer our obeisances to Krishna himself, to Narayan. We offer obeisances to Nara Narayana Rishi. I was thinking, why specifically Nara Narayana Rishi we offer our obeisances? And one of the answers can be, as a couple of days ago was mentioned in a Bhagavatam class by Lalita Sakhi Mataji, she explained it. Nara Narayana Rishi, they were performing severe austerities in the Himalayas, just to show an example. And our austerity is just going to the morning program, being on Bhagavatam class. So this is kind of our austerity that we can perform compared to Nara Narayana Rishi. And their austerity is not very significant. Then we offer our obeisances to Narayanam Namaskritam Naram Cheva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam, the Mother Sarasvati, who is the goddess of knowledge. Obviously, to understand this this great literature is very difficult without the blessing of Mother Sarasvati, because from one side it is very simple. Another side is very, very complicated and has many, many layers and meanings of Bhagavatam. And we offer our obeisances to Vyasadev himself, who compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam. First three verses of Bhagavatam is a glorification of Bhagavatam by Vyasadev himself. And then it goes to the pastime story, Sages of Namisharanya, how sages gathered all together to perform 1,000-year sacrifice. And it is a little bit similar to us right now. We gathered all together in a temple room to perform this sacrifice of hearing about Krishna, chanting these glories. When we do Guru Puja with the Mangalarati, it's also like a sacrifice every day we perform in the glorification of Krishna. And I was reflecting, if we do this in a mood of sages of Namisharanya, we can get a lot of realization and inspiration in our spiritual life. Okay, we're gathering here every day, we're performing this sacrifice, but the ultimate goal is to understand Krishna, to invite Krishna to our heart, and actually to change our heart. Because this is the goal of spiritual life, not to do something as a ritual every day, but actually to bring change in our consciousness, in our heart. And this is possible by the process given to us by Srila Prabhupada, by reading and studying Bhagavatam, by chanting the holy name individually in the form of japa, by singing kirtan. Yesterday I went to the program in the evening with Sachinanda Maharaj, and he was speaking very nicely about his experiences in Krishna consciousness and how we can improve different aspects of our spiritual life. And in the end, there was not much time left for the kirtan, and Sachinanda Maharaj humbly said that let's do at least 5 minutes kirtan. And then he mentioned maybe 5 Indian minutes kirtan. So, like, obviously he wanted to prolong it. He wanted the devotees to be absorbed more in the holy name. So, when he started this kirtan, I realized that whatever happened with me before, during the day, whatever small things happened, this is actually the best moment of my day, definitely. Because when saintly persons, they chant the glories of Krishna, especially persons like Sachinanda Maharaj, who dedicate their life to chant the names of Krishna and to help other devotees to connect to names of Krishna when they chant, it's actually a very powerful experience. So this moment, when the kirtan started, it was going for 5 or 10 minutes, I just didn't want it to stop. I think most of or all the people in the room, they had the same experience. Just let it carry on and on and on. Even though it was so short, it was very, very sweet. So in the beginning, sages gather together. They request Suta Goswami to speak. And Suta Goswami offers his obeisances, as we discussed this verse, Narayanam Namaskritam Naram Chava Narottamam. So, and then Suta Goswami, he mentions the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. What can happen in our life if we study Srimad Bhagavatam and if we observe ourselves in the mood of Srimad Bhagavatam. Suta Goswami is reciting the verse Nasta Prayeshva Bhadrishu Nityam Bhagavata Seva Bhagavati Utamashlake Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtake. This is another verse that we chant before reciting the Bhagavatam. So by regular attendance of the Bhagavatam, all inauspicious is destroyed in our heart. All the worries and all the bad things are going slowly, slowly away. I don't know about yourself, but in my life, quite often I have worries and some doubts and some difficulties. And very often we look a solution for our problems in so many different things. Sometimes we look into psychology, sometimes we look into the shelter in different books. We may ask advice from so many people, but Bhagavatam gives an answer, solution to all your problems, all your troubles, all your worries in your heart is actually Bhagavatam itself. Just by studying and reading Bhagavatam and doing it in association of devotees, everything inauspicious in our life can be destroyed. It has mentioned almost everything inauspicious. But ultimately, if we start this process, everything will be destroyed in our heart. Regular attendance, we have wonderful opportunity to attend Bhagavatam on a regular basis. We don't have much time left. I just want to finish by reading a small pastime from life of Srila Prabhupada. On June 27, 1975, Srila Prabhupada with his disciples arrived to Denver. Srila Prabhupada was pleasantly surprised to see the brick church building that was now a Krishna temple. The temple hall was spacious and the afternoon sunshine streamed into the room. He beheld the small golden form of Radha and Krishna on the altar and then walked to the rear of the hall, where he sat on the Vyasasam, allowing the devotees to bathe his feet. These devotees, unaccustomed to being with their spiritual master, were awkward in performing the standard formalities, but they were enthusiastic and happy. Sitting on the floor before Srila Prabhupada, Dasharatha began singing Ohe Vaishnava Thakura, accompanying himself on the harmonium. Srila Prabhupada liked his singing and, when the song was finished, asked, "You know the meaning?" Dasharatha replied, "O Venerable Vaishnava, O Ocean of Mercy, please be merciful unto your servant." Another devotee added, "I pray for the shade of your lotus feet." "Yes," Prabhupada acknowledged, and he began to speak about the song's author, Narottam Das Thakur. He then quoted another song by Narottam Das, Chadeya Vaishnava Seva Nishtara Payechi Keba. "This Krishna consciousness movement is for Nishtara," he said. "Nishtara means to be liberated from the capture of Maya. When we hear songs by the Vaishnavas, this is called liberation. Although the devotees had heard before of Narottam Das Thakur and of liberation, they listened especially attentively now. Here was the Vaishnava Thakur in person, come to teach them to control their passions, to impart to them the strength to carry out the Sankirtan movement, and to bless them, as Narottam Das Thakur described, with one drop of faith with which to attain the great treasure of the holy name. So I'm very glad to see this temple, Srila Prabhupada said to the group of about 40 devotees. You have purchased it? That's nice, very good space. And the devotees here are very nice. So, our process is very simple, that we dedicate our life to the service of the Vaishnava. And according to his direction, we engage in Shravanam Kirtana, hearing and chanting of Vishnu, and refrain from the sinful activities. Then life is successful. We do not require to be very learned or very rich men or to take birth in very high family. So in Bhagavatam it is said, we can serve book Bhagavatam by studying it, and we can serve person Bhagavatam. So Srila Prabhupada in this pastime, he just showing that we serve devotee Bhagavata, and devotee is pleased with us. At the same time, devotee Bhagavata instructs us, please study Bhagavatam and chant holy name. So these two processes, they go hand in hand. And if we do this regularly, we will achieve ultimate perfection in our life. Thank you very much. There are just a couple of minutes left, maybe 5 minutes. Is anything got something to add? Are there any corrections or questions?